Turn with us to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. It is a privilege and honor to be in His house this morning. For Matthew chapter 18, verse number 1. The Bible says, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto Him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe unto that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thine hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes and be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How thank ye if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray? Doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." I want to preach just a little while this morning on a godly example. On a godly example. And this being Mother's Day, praise God, I'm glad for some godly examples, ain't you? It's already been stated this morning. I'm sad, glad for some mothers, praise Lord, that was that good godly example to us that they set before us. Amen. They walked it before us. They lived it before us. And they just loved us and helped us and encouraged us. And boy, what a blessing that is. Amen. To have that, glory to God. And we thank them for it. But as we look at the Word of God today, and we see the Bible, and it's talking about they're asking a question here: who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, that kingdom of heaven that they're talking about is the messianic kingdom that's coming. It's when Christ comes back to rule and reign here on earth. You say, "Preacher, is he coming?" Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He's coming again. Praise God, to rule and reign on the earth. The greater Son of David is going to come one day, Brother Bill, and he's going to come, and his feet's going to hit on the Mount of Olives. It's going to cleave in the midst. A living water is going to flow forth out of there. And the Lord Jesus Himself will rule and reign here on earth. What a blessed hope that we have in Him. So we see the rule over the earth is what He's speaking here. He said when that happens, they're asking Him, said, "Who's going to be greatest when you come to rule and reign in your very presence here on earth?" Amen. Now you got to remember that Jesus is that Matthew was talking, he was writing to the Jew, but he's also writing to me and you. He was giving us the Word of God and the words of Christ that He might help us in these days that we live. And we see God and we see the prayers that we prayed. And even as they asked the Lord about prayer, He said in Matthew chapter 6:10, He said, "Pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." So we need to be praying every day that heaven would just come down. Amen. That's what we need today in the hour we're living in the lateness of this hour, in the last days of the dispensation of grace. We need heaven to come down, amen. We need heaven to be where we are, praise God, so we can be partakers of the grace and the mercy and the love of an almighty God. So we see this, and they ask Him this, and they ask Him who shall be greatest. And Jesus calls this little child to Him, a little kid. Hey, let me just tell you, young, and don't think that you're not important. Amen. I will say this morning, every one of you are important. You're not the church. Listen, you older folks, they're not the church of tomorrow, praise God. They're the church today. Amen. Because what we teach them today, the way we instruct them today, the way that we love on them today, will teach them to love on others that's coming on behind us. And I tell you, we need somebody that'll step up and fill our shoes. One of these days, you and I are going to go out of here to be with the Lord. Praise God, if time continues. And we're going to need somebody. You're going to need somebody to take your place. Amen. And we need somebody that'll step up and fill our shoes. Who is it? It's going to be these little children. It's going to be these youngins that's coming along now, praise God. That's going to be going to have to step up and take our place. I know that as a youngin, you might scare you to death to think that you might have to do something, praise God. But I want to say that you can do all things with the help of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything that God puts on your heart to do, hey, don't be afraid to get in here and serve the Lord. Don't be afraid to get in here and do something for Jesus, praise God, because He's promised He'll help you. Just like He helps me, like He helps these others, He'll help you, praise God, if you'll let Him. If you'll ask Him to, if you'll believe and trust in Him, praise God, He'll help you. So we said we need to come just like these little children. Amen. He said, except you be converted. And become as little children, you should not enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, who's going to get there? He said, those that's converted, those that are saved by the marvelous grace of God, amen, accept Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, that He died for you, praise God, and they become like little children. Now, what are little children? Little children are those dependents that we have. Amen? Now, a little child of dependency don't mean that they're just that one that we write off on our taxes. Hello? Amen. But they're the ones that look to us for their help. Amen. They realize, praise God, that they, in other words, they depend on others. Little children, do you know these little children that's dependent on you? These little children, these youngins that's dependent on us. These youngins that's dependent on this church, praise God, to love them and help them and point them to Jesus. Amen. Little children are dependent. The dependency of children. That's what the Lord says here. He said, call a little child, set him in the midst of them. He said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children. He said, not enter into the kingdom of God. He said, so what we need to do? He said, we just need to come in faith just like little children. Amen. I've said before, you can take a little old young. I could take Mia when she was little. I put her up on the wall and say, hey, Mia, jump. Amen. And faith, her faith in Papa, she'd just jump. Amen. She's getting smarter now. She wouldn't probably be as apt to jump now as she was when she was tiny. Amen. Because she realizes that Papa's not as, he's more decrepit now than he used to be. Amen. She's helped nurse me through shoulder surgeries and things. But I want to say, praise God, that that dependency of a little child is what God asked for. I mean, he said, we're not supposed to trust in ourselves today because self can't help you. But he said, praise God, if we'll put our trust, Lord, amen, praise God, because of godly examples that we've had in the past, because of the example of Christ Jesus, our Savior, we can realize, glory, hallelujah, that we can get this through this thing in faith, believing in God, putting our faith in the Lord, coming to Him with a childlike faith, with a dependency in Him. Every child, praise God, lives by faith. Amen. Our children, they've got our faith in us. They're trusting us, praise God, to provide for them and give them that they need. Amen. To put a roof over their head and shoes on their feet and clothes on their back. Amen. They're trusting for us to feed them, praise God, and encourage them along the way. And what we need to do, praise God, is be that good godly example for them. And what better thing could we do on this Mother's Day to just step up and say, you know what? I'm with the help of God. I'm going to be the best mama I could be. Amen. I'm going to be the best one I can be for Lord. I'm going to get here. I'm going to dig. I'm going to find out where God had me to be. And I'm going to walk circumspectly with Him without spot or blemish so that the little old youngins, my youngins, the youngins at church, the people in my community, the ones that's around me, they can see Christ in me, the hope of glory. Praise His holy name. What a place it would be to be a godly example.
Amen.
Amen. A godly example in this present world. So it's your children can have somebody to go to. Amen. Listen, we're living in a day and hour that children need people to go to. I'm talking about good, godly people that they can have confidence in. So if they come hang out with you instead of somebody else, praise God, that might not have that godly example. But we need to be setting that godly example for them. He said, and the little children, he said, they come with a childlike faith expecting us to point them in the right direction. They're expecting us to show them the right way. Amen. You say, preacher, how can I do that with the help of the Lord? Amen. So what are we saying? We say we come full circle and praise God. He said, Jesus said, if you're going to be greatest in the kingdom of heaven, praise God, he said, then you're going to have to be just like a little child. Amen. Somebody that's dependent upon the Lord. Now, not some spoiled brat. Amen. There's a lot of them in the world. That's spoiled. Spoiled rotten. Amen. Now, that word spoiled means to make useless and no account. I tell everybody, my children, my grandchildren, I've never spoiled them. Amen. I've indulged them a little bit, but I've never spoiled them to make them useless and no account. Amen. Granted does. Amen. So, but the Lord God Almighty, He says that we can be examples and we can have that love of Christ. And He said, unless we come just like little children, praise God, He said, we'll not make it to heaven. And then you say, well, how do they get there? They come unspoiled before God. In other words, what is a little child? They accept the position in life that they've been put in because they don't know no better. Would to God, Brother Bill, that we'd have enough sense to realize that, praise God, there's a position that God put us in this world, praise God, and we just don't know no better than just live for Christ. Make Him the redeemer of our soul, praise God, and the keeper of our lives. In Psalm chapter 31, the psalmist says this. He said, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Amen. He said, my hope is in the Lord. He said, I'm just like a, he said, Lord, I'm coming to you just like a little child. Amen. Praise God. He said, the Lord says to the disciples, he said, if you want to be greatest in the kingdom of God, he said, just come just like a little child with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the help that he has to give us. Amen. Don't think you're something. Don't think you're bigger than what you are. Praise God. You're just a little child, a child that God wants you to be his, and just come submissive before him and say, Lord, would you please help me today? Lead God, direct me and show me your way and give me the strength, your strength for the throne of grace, because you have all power in heaven and earth to walk the way you'd have me to walk. Keep me, praise God, in your love and your mercy every day. Glory, hallelujah. And help me to love others like you love me. Amen. Amen. Loving one another. So what is he speaking about here? He's speaking about humility. Amen. The humility of a little child. Just to realize that they, as a little child, there's a whole lot of things that we can't do. Amen? I mean, a little person can't get stuff off a top shelf. Amen? My wife can't get stuff off top shelf. Amen? So we have to depend on others. And the Lord says if we'll come just like a little child and depend on Him, that He'll take over our life, praise God. He'll give us the goodness and the mercy and love of God that we need to overcome the obstacles that we face. You say, how do I get there? You come in humility. Humility before God. And we begin to treat it, we begin to walk in a way and treat the little children, praise God, including the children of faith. We begin to treat them in humility with patience. Paul says patience is a virtue. Amen. We got to have patience to walk God. Got to have patience to trust in the Lord. He said, so we receive these children. We receive them, these little children, praise God. And we're received. We come in the kingdom just like little children. Come in faith, believing in God. Trust in Him, praise the Lord, that He's promised He'd be here for us, that He'd never leave us nor forsake us, no matter how dark the hour, no matter what we're going through, no matter the persecution we go through, no matter the trials or the sickness that we face. Praise God, He's a God of heaven. He says, I still love you, and I'm going to take care of you. And one day, a little while before it gets too bad, He said, I'm just going to take you home to be with me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. A hope, praise God, of a changing one day. He said, if we had just come in humility like little children, expecting God to be there for us, the humility, praise God, that we practice, amen, in this world. Come as children with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll listen. If we ain't careful, we get to listen to everybody else. Everybody's got an opinion of what you ought to do. Everybody's got an opinion of how you ought to live. Amen. But their opinions are kind of like beaks on your face, praise God. Everybody's got one. But the Lord loves us, praise God. And if we'll love Him, we say if we'll come humbly before the Lord, praise God, that He'll take care of us, He'll help us, and He'll guide us. He shows us His way, and His way, praise God, is a good way. Amen, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that that's the only way that we have as children of God, as born again believers, is Jesus' way. It's the way that makes a difference. Praise God. So he said, what we do, we begin to receive and we begin to practice our patience. He says in verse number 5, he said, how we receive them, verse number 5. He said, whosoever shall receive one such child, a little child, in my name receiveth me. Amen. He said, when we start looking at each other, looking at children, looking at people as one of God's little children, hello? As we start looking at each other as God's little children, and not just some old person out there, but we start looking at people as God's little children, praise God. He said, then we begin to take Him in. We begin to receive Him. He said, if we receive them just like little children, praise God, like God's little children, He said, then we receive the Jesus Christ Himself. He moves into us, praise God, because that love of God, it passes understanding, glory, hallelujah, it just becomes a part of who we are. Can't get away from it, and you wouldn't want to. You start seeing the love of God manifest in the hearts of people. You know what's missing in America today is the love of Christ. Amen. We need the love of Christ, praise God. We need to be able to practice it. Amen. We need today to take time to practice being little children. We need to take time to practice humility. We need to take time to practice patience. Amen. We need to take time to do that because that's one of the virtues. Remember what we read in your hearing last week in 2 Peter chapter number 1? He says in verse number 5, and said, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. He says that's love in action. He said so good. He said we need to be adding things to our life, just like little children. We can't do it, but we need to come before the Lord and say with childlike faith and say, Lord, here I am. I need you to add to me these things. Amen. Asking Him, expecting Him to do it. Because He says, if these things be in you and abound, they make you, that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, so these things is what we need. It said, in order to get them, and I know this is a rerun and a rewind, praise God, but if we get these things and they're in us, glory, hallelujah, then we become more like Christ. So we become one of these little children that can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. In other words, he said, we're geared up and loaded up and ready to go. I'm telling you, we need to be geared up, ready to go, because Jesus, with a shout and a trump, is going to holler one day in a little while, and step out with a trump and a shout and say, come up hither, and we don't want anybody to be left behind. Amen. Amen. We want to go out of here to see the Lord in the air. To be with Him forever and ever. Amen. In a place where there's no more sorrow, sickness, or dying. Amen. A place of perfect peace and harmony in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we ought to be expecting. But he said, goes on in verse number 6, he said, but whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him if my millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Amen. He said, these little ones. He said, these children, praise God, we ought to come humbly and practice patience with these little young'uns. Glory, hallelujah. And now they may be our young'uns or it may be young'uns in the faith. Amen. Spiritual creations of Christ Jesus, our Savior. And he said, we need to be patient with one another. We need to love each other, praise God. We need to be encouraging each other. We need to be practicing, praise God, our faith. Amen. He said, those that would offend one of these little ones. He said, it'd been better for him if a millstone would hang about his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. I don't know about you, that seems pretty drastic to me. Amen? So he said, we don't want to offend those little ones, praise God. We want to encourage them and get them in. Help us, Lord. Amen? To have humility within our own lives. He said, woe unto a world that because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Amen. He puts exclamations in here because he said, hey, listen, the world for offenses are going to come because that's the way people are offensive. But praise God, he said, woe to the one who allows these offenses to be broadcast in their life. Why? Because we're not practicing patience. Amen. Not setting a good, godly example for those around us. Something to think about, isn't it? Amen. The way we live and act and the way we react. See, our reaction sometimes is more important, praise God, in the way that we act. It's how we react. People will put you, they'll punch your buttons just to see how you react. Amen. They do things all the time just to see how we'll react to it. And if we act with virtue, if we act with love, if we act with patience, if we act with humility, it's that stopping and taking time to think about what you're going to say. It's that stopping to think about what you're going to do. Stopping to say, well, Lord Jesus, would this bring glory and honor to your name? Or would it bring dishonor? And in acting upon what the Holy Ghost of God speaks in your heart, that He speaks in your life. Because He would go on and He would have said not to despise them. In verse number 10, He said, to take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. Amen? He said that we despise not one of these little ones. Now, according to Noah Webster's dictionary, it says that to despise means to feel contempt for, a deep repugnance at, a distastefulness or an unacceptability. Amen? He said, if he's one of these little ones, whether it be a little child or being a newborn child in Christ or a brother and sister in Christ, and he said, we have these tendencies toward them, praise God, that we despise them in our hearts. Amen? Praise God. He said, it's not a thing, it's of God. Amen. In other words, he said, we're not imitating Christ. We're not imitating that childlike faith that Christ said we have to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, if we're not imitating the childlike faith of a little kid, amen, said, we're not going to get in. Something to think about, isn't it? As we get older, we think we know everything. Praise God. We think we've arrived way up here somewhere and everything's good now. And I'll do things my way. I know what's best. You know, I've come to a conclusion the longer I go in this thing, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing, but I feel like old Paul. I don't know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen again, praise God. That's the only thing I know. But praise God, I'm glad that speaks in my soul. That encourages my heart. That gives me to go yonder. It gives me hope, praise God, that one day in a little while, I'll surpass all this mess of this world. I'll march into the portals of glory, into the presence of my Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll see Him face to face. And what a day that's going to be. Glory, hallelujah. You say, how are you going to make it? Because He sent me a good godly example as He looked to His Heavenly Father for everything that He needed. And I'm marching on, praise God, after Him. Paul said, I'm a follower after those. That's a follower in Christ. And I'm going in the right direction. I know the right way. And it's Christ my Savior. And I'm going to enter in one day in a little while, praise God, into the presence of glory. Amen. Amen. The place that He's prepared for me. He said, how do you do it? By imitating these little ones. Jesus said, if we'll just imitate them. Verse 3 and 4 said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, we're going to have to become like little children. Amen. We're going to have to become like those that need a direction in every step of their life. And through faith, we're going to have to believe that there's somebody that has the directions, that knows where we need to be and what we need to do and how we need to go. And we're going to have to realize that, church. You and I are going to have to realize that, and we're going to have to begin to follow Christ. He says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child. Little Jesus got this little child, little Jesus. Jesus got this little child. And he brought him up and he set him out in the midst. Now I can just see this in my mind's eye. He takes him and he sets him out in the midst. All these disciples, all these people gathered around. Jesus calls a little child unto himself, brings him over there. They part out of the way, and he puts the little child, that little person, puts him in the middle, said, just sit right down there. And then he sits down there in the dirt. I praise God, because Jesus done called him, and Jesus done told him to. Glory, hallelujah. And so he sits there, and Jesus points at him. He said, if you can't do just like that, amen, glory, hallelujah. If you can't come, and you can't do what I ask you, and you can't sit at the feet of the Savior, and glory, hallelujah. Just like this little child, amen, with a childlike faith. He said, you'll not make it to glory. Amen. He said, if we can't do that, we'll not set a godly example. We need to be able to come before the Lord Jesus Christ in a humble attitude. We need to come with patience before Jesus Christ, our Savior, with an attitude, praise God, a perseverance, an attitude of love. Amen. So that we can encourage these little ones along the way. So we imitate them in humility and love. Amen? Without humility, without love, praise God, what would they see? Just think about our lives without humility and without love. They'd just see the world. Man, just about all people see in the day is the world, because there's no humility and there's no love. He said, preacher, we got love in our heart. You have Jesus Christ. He's the primary thing that unctions you. Amen. Without the love of Christ in our hearts, we cannot even know how to love others. Amen. But when we have Jesus Christ and love of God in our hearts, then we know how to love one another. Amen. Christ makes a difference. Amen. So we become a godly example. Amen. And we can either do that, listen, we can either become a godly example, or the Bible says we can, with a childlike faith, or we can cause them to stumble. Verse 6, he said, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe me, it better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Amen. He said, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. Or if thy foot, cut it off. He said, cut them off, cast them from thee. It's better for thee to enter into life halt and maimed rather than having two hands and two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. He said, if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It's better for thee to enter into life without an eye, with one eye, rather than having two eyes and be cast into hell fire. Amen. He said we need to pay attention to what we're doing. We need to be in a humble attitude. We need to be in an attitude, praise God, of humility and love, with patience, trusting in the Lord. He said, if not, he said, we're going to cause these little ones to stumble. He said, it's a terrible thing to cause the little ones to stumble. Amen. I believe there's been a lot of stumbling going on in the last few generations. I believe because people have got slack on God. We've got sleuthful in our lives and sleuthful in our prayer. Talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, I just don't understand what the problem is. I said, I'll tell you what the problem is. It's us. He said, what do you mean? I said, we've quit praying like we ought. Amen. We quit praying. We quit lifting up the Lord. We've quit calling on Him like we should. Amen. And we're not setting that godly example that we need to be setting in the day and hour that we live. Because we love the Lord Jesus Christ and He's near and dear to us. He's the one that gives us that blessed hope of eternal glory with Him. That one day all these trials and the heartaches that we have here will pass away, and they will. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you that it's going to go on forever, because it won't. One day, in a little while, praise God, we'll be free of all this. If we come like little children, just ask God to help, to take us and help us and to show us and help us be a godly example to others along the way. Because Jesus, I read the whole thing on this, because Jesus doesn't tell us that He's going to hold the little lambs accountable. But He said the sheep are what's important. Amen. He says in verse 11, he said, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." Now watch this. It wasn't the little lambs he's talking about that went astray, but he said it was the sheep that went astray. The ones that should have known better. I believe we're living in a day and hour, folks, that there's a lot of people that should know better, but they're turning their back and they're going back to the way that they came, which is no way at all. Amen. He said, how think ye? He said, think about this. If a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more over that sheep than the 99 which went not astray. Even so is it is not the will of your Father which in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Amen. He said those sheep go astray. He said God says we can't go astray because these little ones are watching us. They're going to follow us wherever we go. They're going to do what we do. They're going to say what we say. They're going to act how we act. And they're going to react the way that we react. Amen. A good godly example. Amen. Is one of those that one is one that will have a childlike faith and saying every day, Lord, please help me to be a godly example in a lost and dying world. That the little children, when they see me, they won't see me, but they'll see thee. They'll see you, Lord Jesus, and that you'll make a difference in them. That you'll be someone that they'll want to follow. Because, Lord, I know that you'll take us in the right direction. That you'll show us that narrow path, and you'll help us to stay on it and walk true to it. You'll give us the guidance and the leadership that we need. Amen. That's what a good godly example does. And that's the one that's of the Lord. It's the one that'll help us to enter into that kingdom of God. Amen. One day when we're there in heaven and he says, okay, young'uns, it's time, we've got to go back. We're going to go back and we're going to set up a kingdom. So who wants to go with me? Who would like to go? He'll say, let me see your hands. What have you done for Jesus? He says, let me look at your heart. Has your heart pure? Is your heart full of love? Is your heart just like a little child's in faith in Christ Jesus, your Savior? He sees that. He sees those true hands and that true heart. And he'll say, mount up, young'uns. Mount up. We're going back. Amen. I want you to go with me. Glory, hallelujah. Well, won't that be a day? But because of a godly example, because of what you had, because what you think about how many godly examples did you have in your life growing up? Amen. A mama, a daddy, a mama or a papa, a neighbor. Amen. Someone who loved you and showed you the love of Christ. They didn't do anything that was out contrary to words of God. They never became a stumbling block, but they became stepping stones. As you followed them, as you watched their life, praise God, they brought you closer and closer to Jesus. And one day you got so close like old Enoch that you was just that they were walking along with God and you was walking along with them. Amen. And God Almighty just reached down and knocked on your heart's door and said, you know your friend there? You know that person that you love dearly? You know why you love them? Because they first loved me. And said, I love you. I love them. But I also love you. I don't want you to die and go to hell. He said that none should perish, but all should be saved. He said, I love you and I want you to be saved. Amen. And you come with a little childlike faith. And you said, Lord, I know it's you. I've seen you many, many times in this person. And Lord, I want what they got. Lord, I want you in my heart. I want you to love me, God. I want to be able to set a godly example like they set a godly example for me. I tell you today, youngins, we ought to be desiring that. We ought to be desiring that one day somebody, because they followed your life, because they saw your life, because they saw your love, they felt God's presence, that the Holy Ghost of God knocks on their heart and invites them to become His. He was seeking those that were lost. And He said, if they'll come just like little children, in faith believing. Youngs, listen, it's time for the church to set the example. It's time for the church to be the example of a little child's faith in a holy and righteous God. You say, well, preacher, because a little child, that means we don't have to have much faith? No, we have to have enough faith to believe that God, everything is possible with God. That there's nothing impossible with God because He is the Lord. Amen. Is God a helping you today? Is He leading you and guiding you the way you'd have Him to lead you and guide you? You say, yeah, preacher, I know He is. He's trying His best to, but what about you? Are we following after Him with a childlike faith? I know there's not a person in here that doesn't have something going on in their lives, some kind of controversy, some kind of something that we're having to deal with. And sometimes it seems like it's bigger than we are. But Jesus said, those that's going to enter the kingdom, those that's going to be victorious, He said, we just have to come with a childlike faith and say, Lord Jesus, here I am, and I need Your help. I can't do nothing within myself. But I know that You can do all things. And Lord, I need You to help me and touch me now. Guide me and lead me and help me to get where You'd have me to be. So that we can get... You don't have to go through this by yourself. Let me just say this. Jesus doesn't want you to go through it by yourself. But He wants to undergird you today. He wants to become your strength to get you through everything that this world has and to bring you out to the other side. Shouting and praising and giving God glory. I want to tell you, when we cross the finish line, we're not going to be thinking about what's back there. Amen. We're going to think about where Jesus brought us through, what He brought us through and where He brought us to. And we're going to be thinking about crossing that finish line. Never have to look on that old mess called life again in the presence of a holy God. But He said in order to enter in there, we've got to come with a childlike faith. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen.